What's up, everybody? I'm Doggy Diamonds. This is Doggy Diamonds TV. Doggy Diamonds No Filter Podcast. The best graphics, the best speaking points, the most intelligent person talking about hip-hop culture on the internet and the world abroad. Okay? Enough is enough. I told y'all a long time ago that I didn't like that Tim stuff. I told y'all I was tired of these chicks touching their hair, they dry ass weaves, or they all got braids because they're going on vacation, so they can't get their hair wet, so they get braids, and they all touching their hair to that. These are the things that you cannot, but who would have knew that that music was going to go on to be Afrobeats? Who would have knew? I didn't like that in the beginning. I was tired of that music. I didn't like it. And then what sealed the deal was when this dude named Burna Boy came out and he started rapping to Sitting on Top of the World by Brandy and Mace. And he was like, and I was like, yo, what is he saying? You just hear, like, yo, what is he saying? What is he saying? And you see people jamming to it. I'm like, Burna Boy? So at first I thought that I liked it. I was like, okay, this is some reggae music. I thought dudes was West Indian. Then I come to find out they ain't even West Indian. But they taking the reggae music and calling it something else, but taking our beats, taking reggae music and calling it Afro beats. Come on, man. Enough of that. Enough of that. I'm tired of it. You're going to take our music and then try to remix it to something else. And then they're going to say, yo, the labels don't even want hip hop. They just want Afro beats and Latin music. What the hell is Afro beats and Latin music without hip hop? Even reggaeton was taking reggae music. Hold up, I pause. Hold on. I don't know why that's been happening. I'm going to fix that. But I'm tired of it. I thought it was reggae. I didn't know what they were saying. I barely understand what some West Indian artists be saying. But then out of nowhere, it was just like, then I'm listening to Drake and Future, and they got Tim's on there, and she like, I will wait for you. I'm like, what is this? Could somebody decipher what she's saying? How does that replace hip hop? I'm like, who is that? Jocelyn? And I hear all you hip hop dudes trying to jump on the bandwagon and do Afro beats in the band and this. I'm glad y'all doing that. We're gonna write all y'all name down. Tell me what they're saying on that song. What is she saying? You don't know nothing they're saying. I mean, that's supposed to replace hip hop. That's supposed to replace broken glass everywhere. People pissing on us. That's supposed to replace that. That make me harder. I'm like, yo, y'all like that? That's cool. Do y'all thing. And it would have been okay if they didn't come for hip hop. If they wasn't saying that they didn't want to get rid of hip hop and replace it with that. They're not looking to sign no more hip hop acts. They just want to deal with that music. Gotta hear with that. I'm listening to Supercat. I'm listening to Shabba Ranks and all that. Make me, what did she say? Make Make me harder? Make me harder? What is he saying? Could somebody tell me what they're saying? Is he saying make me swim, make me harder? What is he saying? Pause. No Diddy, no Bam, with no none of that. I ain't listening to none of that. I ain't listening to none of that. And it's like they make one record and then they're like a superstar. Trash. Enough of that. But he looked like he from Atlanta or somewhere, right? He ain't from no Atlanta or nothing. They jacking our swag around the world. They jacking us. Talking about we ain't got no culture and none of that. Whatever. I don't care how none of y'all care. I don't care what none of y'all say. I don't care. I don't like it. I don't like it. I'm tired of it. I don't understand shit they saying. This is the thing. I always think she's saying this is the thing that you cannot buy. The whole time she was saying this is the piece that you cannot buy. And all y'all 4 or 5 baby father, 10 kid run around, dudes with like 12 baby mothers sipping lean is sitting there talking about this is the piece you cannot buy. No, peace is in your brain. Ain't no record going to give you no peace. You sitting on the beach, your firm trip. You sitting on the beach acting like you doing something great. Fuck out of here with that. This is the piece that you cannot. What is this shit? Then there's one song, I don't know what she's saying. She's like, it sound like a moose in heat or something like that. You ever heard a cat out the window? Just, meow! That's what I hear when I hear all that. That's what I hear when I hear all that. That's what I hear. Tired of all that shit. Tired of it. Tired of it. Enough is enough. And then you got some of them who come into our culture and say, we don't have no culture. Busta Rhymes said that. Black Americans, we don't have no culture. Like hip-hop is the only culture we have. Nigga, you in our culture. You in our culture talking about we don't have no culture.
Ozempic rhymes.
Fuck out of here, man. Tired of all that. Yo, what is this nigga doing? Because when the beat first came on, I was like, yo, oh shit, Brandy sitting on top of the world. I used to like that shit. But then there's just like, this dude just coming, going, like, yo, what is this shit? Who is that? And it was like Burna Boy. Why y'all got these weird and Burna Boy? Burna Boy? Hell, you need a shot. 3 days later,
go see the doctor.
Yo, man, I'm sick of this. I don't care what y'all say. I don't care. I'm used to standing alone. I thug things out by myself anyway. I don't need a compadre, a friend, a vato. I don't need a buddy. I don't need a homeboy. I don't need none of that. I'm alone in it. Straight like that. But I'm tired of it. Every song you think is then out of nowhere. You got these people who are acting like they jacking it. Get out of here, like, because they be singing about love and all this. I mean, get out of here. Like, they don't cheat. They're all in peace. Then why is Tim's crying in every song? Inaudible cries. Inaudible. You know what? I'm going to listen to that one day, and I'm going to put the captions on, because I need to learn what they're saying. All I heard was, one of a day, one of a time, one of a day, one of a day, oh, I don't even know you. Like, yo, we barely understand Future. We barely understand Future. And then you got this Can-Am connection dude just come on in. He like, the phone was never empty. I'm like, yo, damn, these three people crying on a record? Inaudible the whole time. Like, can I get a sign language something? Come on, man. Come on, man. They don't even like the continent. But they like the music because they're trying to take us out. I'm telling you. This is a ploy to get rid of this, man. It's a ploy. They told you, though. Look it up. I did a show on this. Really, anymore? What are they doing? Early in the morning, I put this, another pin without a pin. Telling you, what are they saying? Tell me what they saying. No, don't, bro, grow up. Stop hating. Learn to tolerate Afrobeat. First of all, don't tell me what to learn to tolerate. And don't tell me to grow up. This is my opinion. So your name is Freeman, and then that other, would you just scramble letters and made a name? What does your name mean? Freeman Toe Jam or Toe Jack? Bro, grow up. Stop hating. So anytime you express your displeasure with something, you're hating. Again, I'm going to use the analogy again. You might like extra mayo on your sandwich because, you know, you're from a certain genre. I don't like mayo on my food. So if you put mayo on your sandwich and I say, nah, I don't need no mayo, are you going to look at me and say, stop hating on mayo? No, it's called preference. Just like you got that preference or what you like, I don't like your preferences. That's not hate. I just don't prefer what you preference. That's it. It's called preference. We do have a preference. You do know that, right? It's like you prefer.
What you prefer? I prefer not to prefer what you prefer. Got it? Good.
Tolerate it, bro. Grow up. So now I'm 14 because I don't like Afrobeat. I'm a whole grown-ass man with responsibilities and take care of himself and others, and you telling me to grow up, and you probably live with your mama. You probably live off a fat white girl with blonde T-bars haircut that's always in Walmart, and you telling me to grow up. Your name is Freeman. We got a preference. And see, that's the problem. When you don't follow the script, people say you grow up hating. They say all this. No, it's not that. I don't like it. I don't like chicken legs. Y'all can eat all the chicken legs you want. It's a barbecue. You having legs and thighs. More food for y'all. Guess who's going to sit this one out? Me. I don't like potato salad. Some of y'all put raisins in your potato salad. I don't like potato salad. It's called preference. That's why this is my platform, and I use my platform to say what I don't prefer or prefer. That's that. But the senses that I've been getting back is people saying, I don't like it either. Who else has a platform to say they don't like a type of music? I guess I'm supposed to be gossiping tonight. I guess I'm supposed to be talking about Nicki Minaj getting detained. I don't care. I don't care about that. I just really don't. You think I'm going to sit here and talk about, nah, you know, yeah, nah, that inaudible shit she be doing too. I don't listen to inaudible people. I have to understand. I can't leave feeling dumb. You hear I'm speaking clear and concise? It's called preference. I prefer not to listen to that. Seriously. All I gotta say is we need to stick together. Black music is black music. Oh, really? That's what you think? Black music is black music? So you give me one genre of music that's not black music. It all derives from us. There ain't no sticking together with people who don't want to be stuck. See, that's the problem, too. Y'all like to paint us all as a monolith, like we all the same people. We ain't all the same people. We're not all the same people. Some people don't like us. Some people don't like hip-hop. They don't like the fact that we like hip-hop. They don't like the way we talk, the way we walk, the way we dress. But when they can monetize it, when they can monetize it, they use it. So it ain't like Burna Boy had on a kente cloth or a dashiki or a head wrap or something like that. He looked like he was from Atlanta. So he fooled us. He looked like Gunna. He looked like Gunna. That's what I'm talking about. When they want to jack us and imitate us and push us out, that's what they do. All music is our music. But when you trying to come for this, this right here, that saved my life, right? You know why I saved my life? Because when I could have been doing other things, I was in the studio. I was in the studio. I was trying to create. That kept me out of trouble. Nobody said Africa didn't love hip-hop. See, you making this about Africans and hip-hop. And there's no such place. Listen. Some Africans from the continent don't like each other. So we need to stop that, too, because they don't even call themselves Africans. They call themselves their tribe or their country. They don't say I'm African. But who called it Afrobeats? I bet you it wasn't none of them. And I bet you it wasn't none of us. I bet you it wasn't none of them and none of us. Calling it that was a divisive thing in the first place. And them saying and putting out memos that they don't want to sign no more hip-hop acts, all they want is Latin music and Afrobeat artists, was a divisive tool in the first place. How are we supposed to feel when we, in this country, being Black American men and women, in this country, built the whole music scene for what it is, and we were their entertainment? But that's just the truth. So if you do your thing, do your thing. We would embrace you, just like when a lot of West Indian artists came here and they was wearing used and damaged and shit and had them holy shirts and they was, you know, they did what they did. We were able to differentiate us from them and we liked it. We was like, yo, that's dope. When Shabba Ranks had like, I don't know if it was a Gumby or a Bishop from Juice. I didn't know what it was, but they were able to differentiate from us. And they straight up and down did their thing. And I understand that. I understood it. But these, we can't tell if they're them or us. And when they talk, it's almost like how they hijack the movies. If you look at all the movies and all the Black actors, watch when they talk. They're not Black men from here. I think that you think. What is think? You think, me think that, he ain't from Detroit. The whole time, Stringer Bell wasn't from Baltimore. So out of this whole country, they couldn't find nobody from Baltimore to be Stringer Bell. Just really think about that. Out of this whole country, they couldn't find nobody from Baltimore to be Stringer Bell. They pushed us out of everything, out of Hollywood. Now they pushing us out of music. And y'all think it's funny, all right? Same thing that make you laugh,
make you cry.
The old time, he's like, oh, wow, they got a Black person in Star Wars. Yes, when he spoke, I was like, well, who are they from? See, Smitty, I appreciate you. Thank you. Truth always going to get told. The whole time, John B's like, John Boyega. He started talking. He was like, yo, hold up, man. Hold up, man. Nah. Nah, we've been had. That's why they started rallying for him to be the next James Bond. Why? Because the James Bond has always been shaken, not stirred. He's always been from Britain, whatever the hell they call it. I don't know. All the top actors, black men actors, is not from here. They still pushing Denzel and Morgan Freeman on us. Give me one young black man from America that's an actor, and I'll wait. Give me one. 50 Cent? We've been had. They pushing us out of shit that we created. This is what I'm saying. So you mean to tell me? You mean to tell me, all right, let me get this straight. Every last one of them artists blew up and blow up. Every last one of them blew up and blow up, right? Every last one of them. And how many niggas you know got mixtapes out here? Just really think about it. All the chicks got OnlyFans pages and dudes got SoundCloud pages and you ain't blowing up. But every last one of them, they just got to say some inaudible shit and they blow up. They song is number one. It's TikTok. People doing dances and stuff and doing a Thriller and all that. What is this going? Come on, man. It ain't, nah. Then they trying to get rid of hip hop. Even my West Indian, y'all be embracing it. They ain't fucking with y'all. They took y'all shit too. They took y'all shit too. They took your reggae sound too. Just like the Latin dudes took that shit and made that same ass beat over and over. And people was like, Dame de Cosita, Dame de Cosita, I was like, yo, that's a reggae beat. Come on, man. I better wake up. Y'all gotta wake up. Y'all better start. Yo, we on the way out. You think it's funny? Y'all think it's funny, right? Y'all do know, right? Y'all do know. I'm like one of the only black men podcasters, right? You do know that, right? You do know that, right? Look at who everybody else is. You do know that, right? You better do your homework. You better do your research. I was born here. Parents born here. Parents born here. You better do your research. Everybody else ain't from here. But y'all want to push everybody else. And then when y'all have, when it ain't no longer ours, y'all going to be like, what happened? Because you didn't support your own. I'm one of you. I'm of you. Brooklyn streets. Waverly Avenue, Fulton Street. Born and raised, a whole family. 53 years living on one block. 53 years. Before I was born. Mother and father lived in the same building as kids. I'm the only one that's trying to push this hip-hop thing still. Put up footage of Lil' Kim last night. You show me footage of Lil' Kim. Who got Lil' Kim footage? See, my bro China Brim, he said he from Guyana. Shout out to all my Guyanese people. I'm from here. Mine's from here. Shout out to everybody. I'm not, you know what I'm saying, and I'm not trying to cause no division, but slowly but surely, look what's happening. Look what's happening. Freeman, didn't I just serve you a few minutes ago? I don't know what you're saying, but listen, you already got served. Just sit in the corner, all right? Sit in the corner and eat your pudding. You like white pudding, too. With a little extra gravy in it. Man, we ain't evolving into nothing. We are devolving. Oh, now hip hop. How do hip hop come from Jamaica? What's your name, Bet? See, you ain't. What's your name, Bassaroo? Let me ask something. How does hip hop come from Jamaica? This is what I want to know. Hip hop come from Jamaica? So what was it called when it was in Jamaica? Was it called hip hop? And who was the first hip hop artist in Jamaica? Because I could tell you about Pig Meek, Markham, different people that was out here in America doing what was music that could be considered to be hip hop. Give me one Jamaican artist that was doing that in Jamaica, our way. Hip hop came from Jamaica. What, Jamaica Queens? Jamaica Ave? What was it called when it was in Jamaica? Was it called hip hop? What was it called? Music is not evolving. Music is devolving because... Is devolving a word? Hey, Siri. Mm-hmm. Is devolving a word?
Here's what I found.
Tell me what it mean.
Which word? I-N-F-O-R-M.
No. What does devolving mean, Siri?
Evolve means...
Man, it's just like a woman. Don't listen. Just like a damn chick. Don't listen. Quincy said it came from Africa. Who you talking about, Quincy Jones? Quincy Jones also said he loved women. Leave that right there. Put that over there. Cool Herc. You really believe Cool Herc brought the sound classes from Jamaica and brought it to the parks of New York? You really think that? You really think that? Cool Herc. Cool. I'm a chill. I ain't gonna do that. I'm a chill. He an elder. But that's Cap.
Cap.
Talking about Cool Herc brought it from the park jam. And who sound set was he using? Cool Herc didn't. First of all, can I do this again for y'all? Hip hop says to contain about 5 to 7 elements, right? If he did the DJ part, who was the rapper? Because rap is a part of hip hop, right? So say he did do the DJ part. That's hip hop or that's DJing? Is that hip hop or is that DJing? So how could you say he brought hip hop here if it's only DJing? What about the other elements? The MCing, the breakdancing, the b-boying? The dress code, the graffiti. What about all that? And the knowledge. What about all that? What about all that? So if he only did DJing, what about everything else? Who did that? So how could we say he started anything if all he did was play records? That's like saying Hal Jackson started hip hop. Frankie Crocker. Come on, man. Y'all better wake up. Back to what I was talking about, all right? Before I was so rudely interrupted. I'll be by myself. I don't care. Dolo anyway. I don't need a friend. Back when I used to drink, I ain't even need a friend to drink. I'll drink by myself, right? It was by myself. So if I'm by myself and I don't like a certain type of music, FBAs are tethers. That's your name. Who created turntables, poetry, and drums? Who created and owns hip-hop clothes? I'm not trolling tonight. First of all, I'm going to be real with y'all. I'm not a troll. I don't say stuff for shock value or anything. I really feel like, if you speak to me one-on-one and if you converse with me often, I'm not a troll. I'm not. I just have thoughts. And I believe that when you have a platform, you here to create conversation. Conversation is good, especially when we're talking about our culture, right? Because, see, this is what y'all got to understand about our culture, right? Whatever the culture is, what's going to happen is it's going to be a time where we're not spoken about. It's going to be a time where we're erased. They already be trying to erase us from stuff. So if we don't make it plain and put it out for the world, they're going to erase us, period. That's what it's really all about. So what I say is not popular. I'm not into pop culture. I'm not into, you know, I like to say what I want. That's what I got a platform for, to say what I want. And it's not about people agreeing. Sometimes I say stuff, nobody agrees with me. I don't care. It's almost like people tweeting stuff and, you know, I'm going to say what I want. Just like the walls in Kemet, they scrub the walls. So we have to, while we got a chance to talk, just think about this, right? What if you lose your five senses? What if you wasn't able to speak? Imagine what you would want to say. Imagine the words that you would just wish to convey. 10 words. What would you say? So here it is. We have voices. We have platforms. We don't say nothing. We just caught up in what the script is giving us. We caught up in what they're showing us. And then we follow that. So they say, okay, this is the new genre. We off hip hop. And everybody be like, yeah, because I'm tired of it anyway. Because then automatically when you go to hip hop, you automatically say you tired of hip hop and you go right to drill. Drill isn't hip hop. It's a subgenre of hip hop. Just like rap is not hip hop. Rap is a part of hip hop because rap just means the words. So it's different parts of hip hop that makes up hip hop, but it's so much going on. And the problem is we allow them to tell us what's hip hop and what's not hip hop while the whole world is doing hip hop. We the only ones that go on stage. We don't need a DJ. We don't need dancers. We don't need a beatbox. We don't need some stuff. And things are supposed to evolve into different things. But still, when you start taking away from things, it's not hip hop no more. That's just the truth. So that's how we stay stuck, because we don't want to evolve with the sound and what's going on. And I am. But for me, I'm not going to sit there and let a whole genre of music wipe us out. No. Because when that happens, then where is Afrobeats? Okay. Top Shelf TV. I don't know if you got the memo. I don't know if you got the memo. I did a whole show on this. They said, Ebro said, that the labels call him and told him they're not trying to sign any more hip-hop acts. They just want Afro beats and Latin music. So that means they just want and Living Mi Vida Loca. They just want that. They don't want no Represent. They don't want none of that. So when they think of hip-hop now, hip-hop has just been put in one box where it's Atlanta and it's drill. When it's all types of music going on in the world, and especially hip-hop music. So when they say hip-hop, they be like, yo, this is hip-hop. And then they just say, this is what it represents. That's not what it represents. We do this in many different ways. You had conscious hip-hop. You had different things, but What happened is it was the oversaturation of the culture due to money. And if it didn't make money, people automatically shunned it. What did they do? They crossed that over into like YouTube, right? So now you have people on YouTube looking at people's views and saying, your views, and you don't get no views and views. Okay, say I got 10 views every video from here on out. Does that take away my accomplishments, what I've done in the culture? Does that take away the fact that most of y'all are on YouTube doing YouTube because of me? That don't take away nothing. So I cannot be rated by a view. My jersey is in the rafters already. Hold on. Let me show y'all something, man. I don't be wanting to do this, but every now and again.
My big homie. I've never called no one my big homie. But when it comes to Doggy Diamond, when it comes to interview shit, will never lie to y'all, motherfucker. That's my big homie when it comes to interview. But guess what? But he taught me the game.
Oh, well, that's what I said.
And not podcast, interview. Oh, really? Interview.
See, your favorites, some of them admitted publicly. Some of them hit me on the DM. Some of them play games. But your favorites, it is what it is. We can't even front. So when it comes to money and it comes to so-called success and views and all that stuff, that's when you start getting judged by whether you went platinum or whether you went gold. It's not about that. It's how many lives have you changed? Of course I remember the board, but it's spelled T-E-H though. Think about it. How many lives have you changed? How many jobs have you created from what you did? So that's really what it's all about. Trash rap, but what is trash rap? Trash rap is subjective. What is trash rap? What you think is trash, people love, and it ain't about what's good or bad anymore. It's about what's marketed and promoted and what bag is put behind stuff. They can make anything go. They can make anything go. Always know that. They can make anything go. Y'all favorite word, algorithm, that y'all don't know nothing about? They can make anything go. Look, right now on all your social media, on your timeline, how do you see stuff from people you're not following? You don't even see the people you're following no more. You see a bunch of stuff, you be like, yo, I ain't even following this. What is this? Or why is this on my timeline? And that's on Instagram, that's on Facebook, and that's on X, aka Twitter. So at the end of it all, listen, they can make anything go. So it don't even matter. It's about what they put the money behind. And a lot of these artists will say to you, listen, to push a record, to make a record, it costs about $275,000 for one song. Now we'll look and we say, Drake is one of the biggest streamed artists. Why do you think that is? He has like 10 logos on his thing. Everybody has to eat off this. So you don't think 10 different companies is not going to push it? When you have 10 different companies pushing something, of course it's going to go. You got Canada, you got Houston, you got Memphis, you got Universal, you got Lil Wayne, you got Nicki, you got that whole conglomerate, you got Cash Money, Young Money, OVO, Universal, Rap-A-Lot, Memphis, as a because, you know, he's part Memphis, too, because his daddy and all that. Of course it's going to be a bunch of people. Of course it's going to go. Then the secret deals with Spotify and owning some of Apple's and stuff like that. And then the endorsement deals and all that stuff. Everybody's in on it because he became a cash cow. Not because it's good or bad, because it's marketed and promoted. And anything that you hear 100 times, you tend to like until you realize, hold on, man, I'm tired of this.
Until you say, BBL Drizzy! BBL Drizzy!
So that happens. And then you'd be like, all right, enough. I was tired of this anyway. But people be afraid to say what they don't like. Why? Because they get called haters. As for me, I don't care what you call me. But one thing you're going to call me always is an independent thinker. I'm a person who thinks for himself. If I don't like something, I don't like something. That's it. Yeah, eat these crab legs. I don't like crab legs. Why are you hating on crab legs? It's called preference. I prefer not to eat crab legs or chicken legs or anybody. Animals and shellfish legs. Let's just say that. So now we're afraid to express our displeasure with something because we know the backlash we're going to get. We already know what's about to happen. We already know that everybody's about to shun you for that. Because you have a, now is his take. Listen, I got more stake in this culture than most of the people who run their mouth. I've never, ever been employed by anybody. I never was paid to push an agenda. I am an independent thinker, independent marketer, independent promoter, and I've always been independent where I did my own thing. I've never took anybody's money to do something that I didn't want to do. Only time I take people's money to do something is promote people. And I charge a little measly $100 for people who need to be heard a little bit more. But other than that, no, you can't say, don't you know that the politicians be buying artists and rappers? You didn't know that? Oh, I'm not allowed to say all that stuff because, you know, they don't like me talking a certain way. A lot of people on the take. You just don't know that. They getting paid. I ain't eat no crab legs. I ain't eat no scrimps. I eat strawberries, though. But I'm just saying, you don't like something, it's okay. You're not hating. You could be different. You can be, it's okay not to like something. It's okay. It's okay. I don't like cilantro. I don't like guacamole. I don't like avocados. And when you say you don't like something, why are people so surprised? Why do people be like, you crazy? You bugging? Listen, I'm an individual. One true Iceman, I appreciate you supporting my independent voice. I'm an individual. We have the right not to like something. Maybe something that you eat makes me throw up. But I got to explain to you why I don't like something for you, for your approval. Who the fuck are you? Who are you? I don't need nobody's approval. My parents is gone. My parents is gone. So now we're not allowed to have any individuality. We're not allowed to have any preferences unless you prefer the other stuff that they push on us too. And that's all I'm going to say about that. We're not allowed to have preference because we're haters, but look what they prefer though. People like what they like. I'm just not one of them who... I don't like soda. I don't drink soda. So if you think you're going to be like, this soda is good, and you think I'm going to be sitting there foaming at the mouth, upper lip quivering because you're drinking soda, I don't care. I don't care what people like or don't like. I just don't like it. All right? If I come to your crib, and you frying chicken, and all you got is legs and thighs, don't invite me to dinner. I'm not eating no chicken legs. Seriously. I'm not eating no chicken legs. I'm not eating no shrimp. I'm not eating no crab boils. I'm not eating none of that. I'm not eating none of that. That's it. And that's really what life is about. Being an independent thinker. Not following the script. Why do you think everything you see is the same? You give me 3-4 people who are different. Everything you see is the same. Every dude think they got to carry themselves a certain way, and every female thinks she got to carry herself a certain way. Why? Because everybody else is doing it. Guess what? I ain't everybody else. I'm an individual. I don't like that. Well, that's what you do fine. I don't do that. Everybody's singing in the camera. Everybody's on vacation. If she fat, she got on a one-piece bathing suit. If she's small, she got on. It's all a script that they follow, that they think this is what it's about. And it was given to them. It was given to them, and people follow it. Not me. Okay? I'm allowed to be a black man who doesn't have 15 baby mothers, who don't smoke, don't drink, not in the game, don't have a lengthy jail record. I'm allowed. That's allowed. That's me. Okay? I don't have to exchange traumatic stories with you to fit in with you. I don't want to fit in with nobody. I can show you my call log. And people could tell you, yo, he never answers his phone. Because I already know what you're going to say. You're going to look, you're going to pick up the phone and say, what you been up to? When I'm all over the damn internet. So I'm supposed to give you a play-by-play, play-by-play, no diddy, of what I've been doing? Why you've been doing nothing? That don't work like that. Well, people call you and they want to go to Mac and get on the phone. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. The minute you started with that energy, the minute I pick up the phone and you like,
yo, man.
I don't want to talk to you any longer. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. So I was eating somewhere, right? And I seen this young lady come in. She had a pretty face. She looked like she could be black, maybe Dominican, something like that. I don't know. But as she proceeded to walk past me, of course, I looked. And she had a BBL. But the difference between her BBL and regular other BBLs that I've seen, this one was botched. And when I say botched, I mean botched. It looked like she had 2 kickballs under her dress. Didn't match her legs. And she had a belly. But it wasn't a belly that was like a bear belly or fat, like that. She just had a little puppy's type belly. And then I was just confused. I was like, okay. I thought the BBL, they take the fat from your belly and put it in your... Where did they take that fat from? Because it didn't come from your stomach. That's why you got botched. And the whole time she's just walking around thinking she's cute. I'm just saying to myself, who convinced her to do that? You know who convinced her? The script did. The script convinced her to do that. The script that she thought, this is what we like. And fellas, start telling these ladies, we don't like that. And you know, for the most part, I see a lot of dudes on social media, because when you go to your Explorer pages, for some reason, all this stuff comes up. And I randomly click on stuff a lot of times in my Explorer page, because I like to see what people are looking at. And I see a lot of people that I know following. They be all in the comments with hard eyes and all this stuff. And I see, when I look at the screen, and they got this BBL and this big, all I think about is this putrid smell that must be in that room. And y'all dudes be all lusting. Some of the things y'all say, it's just far-fetched to me. I cannot imagine looking at somebody that I don't know and telling them I would loan my face to them. You don't know what they smell like. You can't detect that through the screen. You can't detect aura. You can't detect smells. Y'all that thirsty? No, serious. Some of my rapper friends, some of my producer friends, you DM me. You ask me for favors. Yo, homie, could you this or could we do? You ask me all that stuff. And I always oblige for this right here. See, that's what's wrong with hip hop. It's not enough camaraderie, right? Y'all ask me to look out for you. You ask me to post your music. You ask for an interview. You ask for all of that, right? And I help you for the love of this. Why don't you ask BBL Drizzy to help you? Why don't you ask BBL Shantae, BBL Ashanti, BBL? Why don't you ask them? Because those are the people that you give your attention, right? I've done interviews with dudes that ain't even retweeted or posted. Because I guess they did me a favor. That's why some artists, if you look, they're not even on my channel anymore. Nobody's bigger than the program. And if we're doing it for this, it's all about preserving this. But when you think you high and mighty and you bigger than this, and I should be happy that you did an interview with me, I show you better than I tell you. I don't want your views. I don't want nothing. I hate your mustache, your beard. When you say fuck me,
I say fuck you.
And that's what be going on. But they all on these pages being lusty. And I gotta ask this question. Because I'm about to go. But I gotta ask this question. This is an important question. Now, for the regular folk, I get it. I get it. Why do y'all follow Joe Button Girl? I'm confused. See, once I find out, oh, that's Joe Button Girl. Okay, cool. She might be nice looking or whatever, but that's not a good enough reason for me to hit that follow button on nobody, right? But then you know that's his girl, and it ain't like she's on there playing the congas or something like that, or she's setting up the microphone and the podcast when he's doing his pod or the lighting. And dudes be just following dudes' girls and all in the comments and all in the like. I'd be like, yo, hold on. Why are these rappers' girls important? Why? What do they do? Or they be like Jada Waiter and Ari. I'm like, who are these people y'all talking about? Why are they important? But the minute you get disgruntled, you start talking about hip hop and niggas is blackballing. No, you don't fuck with people who support you. You fuck with people who don't support you because you're a glutton for punishment. If everybody fuck with who fuck with them, then everybody would be safe. But out of nowhere, you make people who ain't really shit, respectfully, famous. And then they start getting big-headed. And they start thinking they somebody, but they have no tangible skill and no talent. That's how you create Kardashians. Because she look good. I could go right now and find any of their pages. Well, I don't know their name on there. But I would have to look and find these pages and show and prove. Like, yo, why am I following this girl? Because she walk with Khalees. Khalees, respectfully, Khalees. Khalees. You can fool them. You're not fooling me. You're talking about, look at my pomegranates. This is my pomegranates I picked to go in my smoothie the whole time. Got on a bathing suit top, a tube top with a thong on. You think motherfuckers is looking at your pomegranates? Look at my freshly cut blueberries and my ostrich loves them. The whole time you got your titties out. You think we're looking at the goddamn ostrich and the blueberries? You know what you doing. People ask me what's my skincare routine. I put this in my hair and... Stop. Straight up and down. Listen. Stop. We see what you're doing. We see what you're doing. Hey, this is what I, these are my cocoa nymphs that I use for my, huh? The whole time sitting in the water. Water got her skin glistening and all types of shit. And everybody's sitting there lusting. But you want us to talk about, look at my cocoa nibs that I use for my smoothies. And I mix that with chia seeds and I make a good tapioca pudding. Stop. Stop. You ain't fooling me. That's why I don't follow you. Yeah, right now I'm on the coast of Kenya and I'm picking certain flowers and she bend over and pick a flower and you're like, damn, you ain't looking near flower. You ain't looking no flowers. You're like, damn, stop. You ain't fooling nobody. You can only fool a fool. Let's see something, man. Hold on. Let's see something. I like to show and prove everything. I don't really be liking to talk. Please. Rest my case. Rest my case. I rest my case. Look, you can just see the title. Let's just click one. Let's click one. Come on. Come on, fam. Fam. I seen this in my Explorer page one day. Fam. Come on, it's still too bright. Hold on, hold on. We going. Fam, stop. Look at her. I like to use this for my skin. And I use a certain oils and berries and juices for my skin. And the whole time like this. I like to use certain oils and berries for my skin. And many times you ask me, what's my skincare routine? And I... Stop. I ain't fooling nobody. And many times at night I soak my feet and I put olive oil bags and Epsom salt and black seed oil. Stop. So,
I'm so happy I've been using skin food. It's the best reparative thing ever. I usually put it on my face, but now I've been putting it on my shoulders and my décolletage area. So I'm getting so much sun. I love it. And of course, my rose and turmeric.
I this word to my dead brother. I didn't know she was going to say that. Y'all be thinking I be playing, right? I'm a prophet. I'm telling you. I'm using turmeric and my rose quartz. And you knew she was going to say that? Come on, man. Come on, man. Stop. I'm trying to... Come on, man. Come on. My skin and the... Come on, man. Stop. All right? You look good. I don't like to say a woman looks good for her age because, you know, you look good. It don't matter how old you are, as long as you of age, you look good. But stop trying to sell it like, yeah, you know, I like to make my cornbread and I just mill the corn and knowing you trying to show us them sweater puppies. Knowing you trying to sell those fun bags to us. Stop. Hold on. Stop.
Stop.
Trying to trick us. Like we sitting here looking at her like she's... This is what I'm saying, man. I'm tired of it, man. I'm telling you, it'd be the days. I walk a lot, right? So this whole week, I've been walking at least 4 to 5 miles a day, right? Just walking. When you walk, you think, you contemplate, you assess, you do a lot of stuff. And when you walk and you think and you be like, He really think niggas following her for berries? She know what she doing. This is my farm and I just milk 4 cows. You don't be seeing that shit sometimes? You don't be seeing that? This is clay that I made. I just came from the Aztecs and I got clay. And I just put the clay on my skin and... Right now I'm making muffins. I'm making them out of... This is real poppy seed, but it's not going to get you intoxicated. But it's the poppy seed, you know, that goes on the bagels. So I just came from Bogota and I got poppy seed. I'm going to make bagels, fresh bagels. Stop. You're not fucking tricking us. We know what you're doing. And then you ladies be thinking that shit gonna work for you. What are you talking about? Your skincare routine. Take that makeup off and let me see. Take that filter off and let me see. Listen, I'm going to be real with you. I don't follow none of that. Honestly, if I don't know the female personally, I'm just not following you. Because one thing about me, I'm not gassing nobody to make them think that they somebody special. Not because I'm following them, because they got a following. Because when people have a following, they start thinking that they got to say so and stuff because people are following them. And then when you listen to what they have to say, you're like, damn, why am I following you again? You're smart as a box of rocks. You ever hear somebody talk and you be like, oh, hell no. That's what your voice sound like? They did that to us with Michelle A. She was singing. We liked Michelle A. Then she was like,
once was a girl from around the way. Easy.
Like, yo, who was that? She was singing Something in My Heart. We was like, oh, shit. Look good and all that. Then she was like,
Dre hit me. And that's why I was on Ruthless Records, ain't it?
First I was like, she had to do the helium thing. She had to. It wasn't helium. I was like, there's no way in hell I would listen to that all day. I'd be like, yo, you want to say something to me? Sing it. All right? Sing. I want to hear that shit. Imagine waking up, you sleep, and she'd be like,
you hungry? You want something to eat? Nah,
I'm good. I ate already. See, look at the starch contrast between, nah, I'm good. I ate.
You sure? I made some pancakes.
Nah, I don't even want no pancakes. I just want you to shut the fuck up. Seriously.
Oh, man. All right, I'm running out of things to talk about. I'm just freestyling now. So be off of Afro beats. No more of that. Tired of that shit. All right? No more Afro beats. No more fucking... What? What was she saying? Make me swim? Make me... What was she saying? I don't get it. Then you had... I used to like Sitting on Top of the World. I love that record. And then you just hear this dude. Then Tim's. It's one record she was trying to sing. Fam, nope. I'm telling you. I'd rather listen to a kitten cry. Because he got lost from the litter all night than to hear that song. Then y'all be talking about the beat. Nah. Nope. Can't rock with it. You always think you're always trying to find them records that define you to them Afrobeat song. They always making one of them songs that you think is your soundtrack. Y'all don't even put up pictures no more. Your picture has some type of soundtrack. You trying to say something. And the thing that you don't get is the person that you're talking to or the persons you're talking to don't care. They don't care. They don't care. The subliminal shots you try to throw or the messages you try to convey through social media, the people who you're trying to get at don't care. So a lot of times when I see stuff, I mean, look at this person trying to sneak this via a Snapchat or via an Instagram story. I know you in real life, you forgot. But that shit is for everybody else. Free Five Cartel for what? What exactly are we freeing him for? I want to hear this. What's your name? Kellogg's. Kellogg's? Great name. Why are we freeing Vibes Cartel? Because a lot of times you say free people, and I want to know why they should be free. Besides, you know, being in inhumane places. But when you do crime, this is where you end up at. Why should we free him? You got the floor. Go ahead. It's your show now, Kellogg's. Why should he be free? I'll wait.